me and thought I was born to do great things. The main compartment just broke apart from the plane wings. Swam to an island while everybody was dying. And inside I saw a sign, only man, no gods or fake kings. Found a city abandoned or maybe ruined. I didn't know what I was doing, but had no other way through it. Learning to call it rapture, then some lady acted ruthless, saying she would kill a capture. Tried to break into this bathysphere and then she leaves. I don't know where someone speaks, would you kindly pick up that shot with radio and receive? Because the city's filled with dangers, the daddy sisters and splicers all trying to take your life. Just take a breath and move your feet. He said his name was and he wanted to keep me breathing. Was kind of suspicious to trust in him while never meeting. The more we got to speaking, I couldn't figure his motives. He told me to kindly go with his plan so we could be leaving to get away from this hellish place. I was made for more than this, I had to break the chains. And only could really understand and see that that's what he had planned for me, or part of his strategy. He wanted me to save his family and I tried, but the splices noticed. Couldn't make it in time, and then the ride exploded. A tragedy and I could say nothing to comfort. I was stuttering, mumbling before I meant it. Something he just interrupted. Would you kindly go find Ryan and take revenge? How could I say no here? He was my only friend. Always had my back, so I had to see this to the end. Boots and drones to help against the splices that were sent. Bought me time to get away from the chasing and told me only by controlling the city can we find salvation. We get away by taking over specialized faces. Left Arcadia blazing, frolicked in the fort, then kindly headed off to Hephaestus. Ducking, diving, running, hiding from the chasers, thinking of all the things that I'ma do after escaping. And then he asked me to go to the offices of heaven up to the top. Instantly I felt there was something kinda shady about his plot. My gut told me not to go back, just fucking stop. Plus I knew some rumors about how often the bodies drop. And I heard about a lady called something McClintock who was running around this spot and got strangled a ship. Shot it was madness, bodies abandoned with bullets, hammers and daggers for nothing. Call up with gangsters, but maybe it wouldn't happen. Maybe I would be safe if I used the weapon upgrades. If I kindly kill Ryan, I can finally leave this place. So I told him let's go. Where to? He gave directions and advice on the safest route. Kept me protected when I found Ryan. Shit seemed off, something inside me. He told me men shoot, slaves obey. Would you kindly obey? I sat and stood, ran, stopped, turned and killed. Down my back ran chills. I took his club and left the drone in his head. The Ryan was dead, the fear spreading and screaming. Instead of leaving, I took his key to stop the self-destruct sequence. And then he told me the truth, his real name, I had to die. Memories of a fake life flashed before my eyes. Outside my brothers gathered and hammered at me with bullets. I stammered and started running for cover to fight but couldn't. Surrounded by his drones, now pounded me full of holes. Forsaken, so running low, this ain't how I wanted to go. All I hear is laughing, security keeps coming. Instinctively start running, bullets filling my stomach. I'm almost out, but get caught in the leg, fall to the ground. Another drone shows and explodes with another round. I crawl to a vent, this way, into the dark. Fall to the abyss as a bullet pierces my heart. I'm still conscious, I'm breathing, still feel the even my system. No fucking clue how I'm even in one piece. I heard his drones fly off. I look and see a white light and that was all that I saw. Then heard a voice saying, get up man, get up. You're losing blood, don't quit. Just start moving quick. Stay awake, we can still escape this place and split. You're looking doomed, you gotta be an angel soon, no shit. Wake up Jack. Wake up. Wake up Jack. Wake up!
Look, Mr. Bubbles, it's an angel. I can see light coming from his belly. Anyway, he's still breathing. It's alright. I know he'll be an angel soon.
Woke in my seat and thought I was born to do great things. Outside my window, I see the wreckage of plane wings. Couldn't help smiling while everybody was dying. It was time for Ratchet to rise and I a great king. Had no family, my life was fighting and shooting. Sometimes I didn't want to do it, but had to get myself through. That life was all I knew, getting money and making moves. Drug smuggling, breaking rules, cause everybody who raised me betrayed me. Played me for a fool, it was funny. I played it cool, kept it from me. Built up my power and slayed them all when I ruled, now I'm hungry. The city of brilliant strangers and a million dangers will fill me up when I take it, cause I wanted to have it all. Was planning and plotting, gathered the best and brightest minds. It seems our best option is to make a hypnotic tattoo. Abomination and drop him in the ocean, floating near one of the evacuation spots to save him. Play the victim, guide him to Ryan. It sounds retarded, but trust us, he'll kill him. I thought about it. Victor, death and rapture, real power and acted ruthless. Eventually found with presenting through a bathysphere. And after the splice of leaves, I clear my throat and I speak. Would you kindly pick up that show with radio and receive? Because the city's filled with dangers, the gangsters, liars and splices all trying to take your life. Take a breath and move your feet. I said my name was the wallet to keep him breathing. He's kind of suspicious of trusting me while never meeting. The more we got to speaking, he couldn't figure my motives. I told him to kindly go with me, but little did he know I was using him and he would die today. I was made for more than this, I had to break the chains. Tired of being second place, always up and coming. He found some sisters, I told him to rip the atom from him. Even fake my family's death, he said nothing, was just stuttering, mumbling. Before he managed something, I interrupted. Would you kindly go find Ryan and smash his face? Only by controlling the city can we find salvation. That getaway is taking over, this hell will escape it. Lies were all I was saying. Eventually he kindly headed off to Hephaestus, ducking, diving, running, hiding from his chasers. Just faking while I do with the city when I taste it. And then I asked him to go to the offices ahead and up to the top. And instantly I knew my chance was coming, I ready to slay him. So he told me let's go, where to? I gave directions and advice on the safest routes, kept him protected. When he found Ryan, he seemed off like he knew that something was wrong. But fuck it, he'd be dead before too long. Kindly obeyed, he sat and stood. Ryan stopped, turned and killed. Got my back, ran chills. He took the club and left it drilled in his head that Ryan was dead. I could see he was screaming, but instead of leaving, he took his key to stop the self-destruct sequence. And then I told him the truth, my real name, he had to die. I saw his implanted life flashing before his eyes. I had security gathering, hammer at him with bullets. He stammered and started running for cover to fight but couldn't. Surrounded by my drones, now pounding him full of holes. He clamored and tried to go, got lit up for being slow. I couldn't stop laughing, kept security coming. Again he starts running, bullets filling his stomach. He's almost out, but gets caught in the leg, falls to the ground. Another drone shows and explodes with another round. He crawls to a vent that way, into the dark. Falls to the abyss as a bullet pierces his heart.
Never play a man for the short con when you can play him for the long one. Atlas is the longest con of all. Ryan wanted Frank Fontaine dead. I just gave him what he wanted. As Atlas, I got a new face, a clean record, and a fresh start. Now, it's time to take back Rapture.